Hello, my name is Nazard of Freedom and Free Will.
My job on this world is to keep this world in order. The Gnolls named this world Nazar after me, but my reign is coming to an end. A new reign of demons and underlords will come upon us if my human, Jolin, dies and fails on his mission. Now on to the story.
Get up!
Alright. Who are you?
I'm Tzad the Gnoll. What are you doing here? I saw you come down here after you were drunk on moon juice, you
What? All I remember from last night is me walking out of a... Oh. Yeah, that was me. And now I'm gonna go get some pants.
Just come with me. Hey, come to my town. We'll get you a drink or two.
Cause we're too drunk to walk on the streets.
Good answer, Orc. Now follow me.
Can I get a drink or two?
You can get a drink when you follow me!
Come upon a rat, but as they come closer to it, they notice it is not no ordinary rat. It is a ratware. A rat by night and a human by day, and even sometimes just a normal rat.
I grab my sword, and I throw it at him.
Why would you do that? You miss, you little man! Why?
Drunk.
You're probably hungover, likely. Now it looks like I got to do all the fighting.
Tzard runs forward. He jabs at the ratware, and he hits. All of a sudden, the ratware falls to the ground.
One more down from the sewers. Looks like we've nothing more to deal with. No thanks to you, Jolin.
Screw that. I just hit a rat and I'm drunk.
But you didn't. It really went past your face. How do you think? You must be really drunk. Or have you been smoking the leaves recently?
I think it's both.
Just follow me.
As Jolin follows Todd, he comes upon a littered area. It looks like it has a tavern, a bar, a motel, and a cage of some sorts, with a baby dragon inside.
Do what you want, mister. You go to the tavern, you go to the motel. Just don't touch the cage.
I go over and grab the cage.
Didn't I tell you to let go?
Cage, just get out of here. Go to the tavern or the motel. Satisfy your needs. Some sleep. Just go!
Fine, I'll go to the tavern. I'll see you.
As Jolin heads to the tavern, he hears murmurs among the crowd looking at him as he passes. He sees a little girl running towards him. As the girl screams, saying,
Whoa! I can't believe you did that! How did you kill that ratware? They've been terrorizing our city all morning.
Well, since you are so may you go find my dog, Randy?
A couple days ago, he ran away. He went to the entrance, and then, like, this morning, I heard him yelp. My mommy says he's dead, but I just know he's alive. I will pay you. Just please do it. I saw him near the entrance. I told you.
Oh, just a second. I'm gonna go grab my sword.
Okay, come back with.
As Jolin heads toward the sword, he hears Wimp and buzz in the entrance.
I'll go to the whimpers.
He heads closer and closer, seeing just only fur now. But now that he's turned the corner, he sees a dying dog on the ground. Does he bring him back healthy or hurt?
I bring him back healthy because I might have dropped him on the way over. I heal him, but I might have messed up him.
Jolin felt bad for the dog, so he healed him in the moment of desperation. Now he heads back to the little girl, and now he will see and collect his reward.
Oh, you found him! Wait a second. Oh, is that plastic in him?
I think so. I picked it up in the sewers.
Oh, okay. Let's miss you something. You get 5 gold. And since I realized that you're better with Randy than I am, I figured, would you like to keep him? He might be more used to you than me.
Sure. Do you just not like the dog since he looks like Kim Kardashian?
Kinda.
What I thought. Hey, don't judge my art. Just because I'm drunk doesn't mean, well, I take that back.
She runs away her mom and then comes back and says the most delightful things ever.
My mommy says you smell her.
She's not wrong.
What?
She's not wrong.
Why is she not wrong, old man?
Because of drink.
Okay, I'm gonna walk away now.
Randy is hesitant as he after Jolin, quite behind. He keeps on whimpering for his girl. What does he do next? Does Jolin go to the bar, or does he go to the motel to get a good night's sleep?
He goes to the bar.
He heads to the bar, sits on a stool, and he looks at the menu. Okay, sir, spend $1 on moon juice, or $2 on homemade alcohol.
Can I get 2 of each?
Sure, I'll just take the money from that little girl over there. Great to know it's coming to drinking money.
That is good to know.
As Jolin hesitantly drinks 4 beers at the same time, he gets extremely hungover and his speech will be slurred for the next 5 minutes. Okay, since of that, we will be talking with Jolin through his mind. He will think that the voice is inside of his head, but they're really not. It's just me screwing with him.
Hello, Jolin. I'm inside of your head. How's it going? You did this to yourself. The alcohol's doing it to you, Jolin. You can't get rid of it.
Hey, hashtag no regrets.
What's a hashtag?
Hashtag? I just made it up.
I'm not on a technological device 2,000 years.
I didn't think it would be that useful.
As Jolin talks himself right by the bar stand, the bartender feels bad for him and asks him, what is that map in your pocket?
It's not a map, it's a picture.
Jolin pulls out the thing that he's a picture, but it is really a map. And as soon as he pulls it out, a place called Kroll appears on the map, and he wonders, what is this?
Hey, heard of the story of the map teller?
Maybe, but I think I was drunk then.
I'll just tell you it then. Old stories of kobold history and gnoll history, there's always been a map.
All of a sudden, Joe extremely has to use the bathroom.